الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، صاحب التاج والمعراج، سيد الإنس والجنات، محبوب رب الأرض والسماوات، الذي اسمه مكتوب في الإنجيل والتوراة، أرسله الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافر منها شربة ماء، كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers, elders, youngsters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every one of us an opportunity to excel in life, to establish ourselves in life, regardless of the fields we may belong in, regardless of our background, regardless of where we came from. Every one of us have a unique opportunity in this world to make a difference. And sometimes when we're young, we feel and have the intention of saying that we personally have care for only ourselves. As a teenager, many of the youth we may find that as their life progresses and as they become older and older and start to have an understanding of the purpose of life, you will find that that same youth that used to find luxury and happiness in enjoyment, in interacting with his friends, being with his friends, staying up late at night with his friends, is no longer enjoying that. Because as a person gets older in life, a reality check comes in place, and a person begins to think that life isn't just about relaxing or just having a good time and being there with your friends and spending night, Friday night outside or Saturday night outside, and then working throughout the week, and that's all we do as human beings. As we get older in life, we begin to appreciate and value the time that Allah has given us. And it's extremely important that as we get older in life, that we start having this understanding of legacy mentality. And what I mean by legacy mentality is to really understand that regardless of how much life we may have on earth, the truth is the purpose of life isn't just to obtain money, have a big bank balance, provide for our families. Those are necessities. Those are things we must do, we have to do. But as we live our life, we must understand the importance of building a life of legacy. The famous poet, he mentions and he says, وَلَدَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا بْنَ آدَمْ بَاكِيًا وَالنَّاسُ حَوْلَكَ يَذْحَكُونَ سُرُورًا فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ أَن تَكُونَ إِذَا بَكَوْ فِي يَوْمِ مَوْتِكَ ضَاحِكًا مَسْرُورًا. That he says that when the children of Adam were given life on this earth, وَالنَّاسُ حَوْلَكَ يَذْحَكُونَ سُرُورًا, that every human being around that individual that had brought life was extremely happy. They're happy to see Abdullah, Aisha, Fatima come into this world. And they're happy for the family members. And they're happy in general in life that a new child has been born. Everyone is happy. The poet, he says, فَأْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ أَن تَكُونَ إِذَا بَكَوْا, that do such deeds in your life that just like when you were born into this world, you were crying in this world, but everyone around you was extremely delightful and extremely happy. The poet says, do such deeds in your life that you are leaving the world, but you are happy to meet Allah and the people around you are sad to see you leave. And the only way you can become that individual that is an individual that is happy to meet his Lord and the people around you are sad to see you leave, the only way you can become amongst those people is if you have a mentality of building a legacy. And I'm not talking about legacy of your business or your work or whatever you may do in your fields. I'm talking about a legacy of establishing yourself in such a way that tomorrow when you do leave, when we do leave this world, people remember us for the establishments we have done in our communities. Many times we see people in our communities back in America, they spend years and years establishing communities. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were in a class and one of the individuals came from abroad and someone introduced us to this person. And we found out later that this is the same individual that in 1970s, he was the first person to establish a masjid in Dallas. The first person in 1970s. And now after many, many years, we're finally meeting that person. We don't know who it was. Many of us have come to this country many years ago. We don't know who were the founders of our masajid. But they've done their work. They've established a principle of building Islam. And now you see Islam progressing on a daily basis through these masajids and through these institutions. But the reality is many of us, we may not know who the founders were that had built that establishment. But if you become amongst those people that have the understanding of building a life of legacy, then inshallah the intention is that your life will go very, very far. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, he would write a letter to the ambassadors and the leaders of their community at that time. And in this letter he writes, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, he writes in his Al-Mu'ta about this very incident of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. He says, كَتَبَ عُمَرْ إِلَىٰ أَصْحَابِ السَّوَائِلِ مَنْ سَمِعَ مُنَادِيَ الصَّلَاةِ فَلْيَرُدَّ عَلَيْهَا. The Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, he writes a letter to all of the ambassadors and the leaders of all of the communities that were established at that time. And in this very letter he says, مَنْ سَمِعَ مُنَادِيَ الصَّلَاةِ فَلْيَرُدَّ عَلَيْهَا. That whoever makes a call and hears the call for prayer, that he must establish that prayer and he must go towards the establishment of that prayer. In other words, he radiallahu ta'ala an was giving the ambassadors of that deen, of that area at that time, and guiding them, one, for the importance of salat, and the second and most important part along with the salat was establishing your life around the salat in a way that the importance of your time should be established around salat. In this day and age, we all know that the call of prayer happens every day. Many times you have communities where the call of prayer is out loud. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, fascinating enough, a small city in America declared that you are allowed to make adhan out loud anywhere you want. Out in the masajid, it is allowed. A small city in America, in Minnesota, they declared recently, legally, that you are allowed to make the call for prayer out loud in the masjid. You can do it. And this is not common in America, it just doesn't happen. So to be able to see that, it only shows us that the foundations of Islam are growing steadily on a daily basis. So what we learn from this very letter of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an is the importance of establishing our time around the prayer and the importance of time on earth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a very sound hadith, he mentions, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. There are two blessings on earth that many people forget about. They just don't recall, they just don't remember. And these two blessings that the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam talks about in this very hadith are such blessings that all of us are very well aware of. We all know exactly what these two blessings are. But the reality of life is that just because we know what it is, we may not value it. For us to value something, we must understand the importance of that value. For example, many people, they have a beautiful car. They like to polish that car. They like to shine it every day, making sure it doesn't get dirty. And if it does get dirty, they wipe it clean so it stays clean all the time. Then they tell their kids, oh, you can't eat in this car. If you eat in this car, it's going to get dirty. So you must eat at home and then come sit in the car. And they get so possessive that they tell their kids that forget even eating, you can't even drink in the car. No juices, no drinks, nothing. They're so possessive about their cars. But the question is, why are they so possessive? Because inside, internally, they have developed a love for their car because they see value in their car. And when you see value in something, you become possessive over it. But if you don't see value in it, then it doesn't matter. You can sit in the car, eat, drink, do whatever you want, no problem. No one will care. Do whatever you want. You'll put 5 people in the car, 7 people in the car, when it can only fit 3 people. You'll do it because you don't care if anything happens to the leather. So what do we learn? That when something has a value in your eyes and in your heart, what will you do? You appreciate it more. So in this very hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, it's very fascinating. The words that are being used are words that when you translate it in Arabic, it translates as forgetting. But the actual terminology in English doesn't mean to forget. The Prophet ﷺ in this very hadith, he says, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. There are two blessings that many people forget. But the actual translation of مَغْبُونٌ is not forgetting in English. In English, it's not able to translate it correctly, so we say forgetting. But the actual meaning of مَغْبُونٌ, it comes from the word غَبَن. And the word غَبَن, there's a very long chapter in our books of fiqh that talk about people doing tijara of غَبَن, people doing بِعُ الْغَبَن, people making mistakes of what is called غَبَن. But what does غَبَن actually mean? When you translate غَبَن, it means when a person is deceived. When a person is in extreme loss and he's deceived. And I'll give you an example of this. When you see value in something, and all of a sudden, someone deceived you of that value, how would you feel inside? You feel upset, angry, frustrated. For example, you are out in a area trying to buy a car and you love the color, you love everything about it. The brother tells you, you know what? This car is perfect. It does everything you need to do. It drives this fast and it's a great car. And then all of a sudden you purchase the car, you drive out of the lot, but you notice that the air conditioner doesn't work. I know you guys don't need it here, it's already so cold, but back in America we need it. It's extremely hot. You can't sit in a car without AC, it just doesn't work. You walk out of the lot and all of a sudden the AC doesn't work. When the brother just told you it's all good, it works, everything is clean. It's a clean title. But the moment you walk out, you feel that you've been cheated on. You go back inside, you tell him it doesn't work, what does he say to you? Hey, it was working just a few minutes ago. I can't tell you what else, maybe it's your fault. and he puts the blame on you. Now I ask you, my brothers, how would you feel in that moment that someone deceived you? Frustrated, angry, upset. So in this very hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, the words that are being used are words of deceivement, which basically means that the two blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we forget about these two blessings so much that when we do remember them, the sorrow and the trouble and the frustration that we will feel will be like the frustration and the sorrow of being deceived. What are the two blessings? The first one is as-siha. It is the health that Allah has given us. I ask you, my congregation, that today what you're able to achieve in your health, ask yourself 20 years down the line what you're able to achieve. It won't be the same. Many of us will say we'll be praying on a chair. Many of us will say perhaps we may not even be able to come for Jummah Salat. 30 years down the line, our health isn't there for us to actually walk or drive to the masjid. So appreciate the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, because when you do realize that health, it may just be too late. And the second blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which is the purpose of today's talk, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the second blessing that many of us we forget about is faragh. It is the free time that Allah has given us. Every one of us sitting here today, we have a lot of free time. That's the truth. A lot of us have a lot of free time. I ask you, my brothers and sisters of the congregation, what are we doing with our free time? How are we spending that free time? Because the truth of the matter is that tomorrow, when we do get busy, and when life really takes a toll on us, and we have to be there for our elderly parents, and then we also have to work, and then we have to drop our kids off to school, and then we have this responsibility and that responsibility, and we barely have a moment to sit and contemplate and appreciate the moments of silence by ourselves, at that moment, my brothers, it may be too late. Because at that time, you will say to yourself that I wish I had some free time, because now I feel like I'm running around everywhere. So appreciate the free time that Allah has given you. One of the mashayikh, they mentioned a very beautiful poem, and they say, رُبَّ عُمَرٍ اِتَّسَعَتْ أَمَادُهُ وَقَلَّتْ أَمْدَادُهُ وَرُبَّ عُمَرٍ اِتَّسَعَتْ قَلِيلَةُ أَمَادُهُ كَثِيرَةٌ أَمْدَادُهُ. There are many people in this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them a very fruitful life in a very short span. They live a very short life, but they have been given an immense amount of fruitfulness in their life. Likewise, there are many people in this earth, they live a very lengthy life, but when you look at their achievements, they've done very little, close to none. They've done literally nothing in 80 years. When you look at their life, they've practically just earned, slept, and lived a life based on their job requirements. My brothers and sisters, the question is, how do I, as an individual, bring barakah in my time? And I only have a couple more minutes. I will elaborate in very quickly, how can I, as a person, bring barakah in my time? And I'll give you 2 points and I'll finish off, inshaAllah. The first point is through the lens of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet of Allah ﷺ was a prophet who woke up very early in the morning. And this is why the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ says, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. That the Prophet ﷺ would make dua for the people that would wake up early in the morning, and they would start their day off early. So if you want to establish barakah in your time and in your wealth, start your day off early. This is why the Quran says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That if the people are righteous of the tribe, of the city, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them barakah from the earth and the skies. But you have to become righteous. So the second part is, first is to establish and start your day off early, and the second part is to stay away from sinning as much as you can, and this is how Allah will bless you in your life. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi saw a very young Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi. At a very young age, when he saw Imam Shafi'i, he said to him, "The inni arallah qad alqa ala qalbika nura." O Shafi'i, I see in you a level of nur, a level of brightness, a level of purification that I don't see in many people. فَلَا تُطْفِئُ النُّورِ بِظُلْمَةِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ O Shafi'i, do not extinguish the nur that Allah has given you by committing acts of sin. So every time we commit acts of wrong, acts of sinning, we look at wrong things that we're not supposed to look at. We walk towards wrong, we speak wrong, we cheat and deceive people. We must be very, very cautious of these things, because slowly, slowly, the barakah of our wealth and the barakah of our time will deteriorate because of the things that we do on this earth. So in today's topic and discussion is primarily focused around building a legacy for ourselves, for our families, and spending every moment of our time on earth in a way that we don't waste our time and we establish something. Whatever you want to establish something, become something, and do something for the sake of this deen, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have the opportunity to be here with you today. I just landed from America, just literally this morning, and we will be having a program, inshaAllah, in Dundee tomorrow, and inshaAllah, on Sunday, we will be back in Glasgow, having another program, inshaAllah. I am part of an institute which is by the name of Miftah Institute. We are a very large organization in America. Alhamdulillah, we work with many of the numerous scholars of America and around the world. We hold seminars on a weekly basis, programs on a weekly basis, educational programs. We are an institute, we are a Darul Uloom out in America. And the purpose of coming to Scotland was primarily focus on da'wah and bringing people to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have a program, inshaAllah, happening this Sunday at 6 p.m., inshaAllah. It will last from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. We have many scholars visiting from America, along with myself, inshaAllah. The program will be taking place at one of the hotels nearby. It's a function hall that they've organized for us, inshaAllah. So please come with your family. There is babysitting available. It is a free event. There is no cost to this event. There's also food at this event. So please try your best to come to this event, inshaAllah. There will be a lot of beautiful talks that will happen. Again, it is not a fundraiser. It is strictly Islamic event. I know people get shy and they get scared of fundraisers. And it's understandably so that you would be, anyone would be. But this is a strictly Islamic program. It's again this Sunday at the Normandy Hotel. For the flyers and to register, we do have a requirement for registration. There's a limited seating of about 400 or 500, inshallah. We're almost at capacity. So please try to register so that we can make arrangements in advance for you. So bring your family, bring your kids, bring your wife. Everyone is allowed to come, inshallah. It will be in the hall of that hotel, inshallah. After the salat, there will be flyers being handed out after the salat as you leave the masjid, inshallah. So please take a flyer, please register. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us of our sins. Jazakallahu khair wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya lassulah. Hayya lal falah. Hayya lal falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.